say we are the Bubblegum Brunettes because we like bubblegum and we have dark hair. We are also known as myself, Megan Bouchard, and my lovely co-hosts, Sumaya and Zaina. So today we have a very interesting topic for you guys, don't we, ladies?
Yes, we do, Megan.
We do.
Yeah, today we are talking about a little phenomenon that you might be familiar with called I am not like other girls. You may have heard that before. It's a strange thing to talk about, isn't it?
Yes, it's really interesting.
Plus, a bunch of people don't really talk about it, so I like that we're talking about it and getting it out.
Yeah, and many people don't know where it stems from. So I looked up on my little friend Urban Dictionary, and I found that there isn't really a stable definition for this. The person that was making the definition seemed a little bit upset because their only definition for I am not like other girls is a girl that likes to show off. But I think there's a little bit deeper to that, don't you? I don't know.
Yes, I completely agree. There is a deeper meaning to it, and I think we can talk a lot about this today.
Yeah, let's start off the bat. Let's just jump right into it. So I did some research, and the first count of what I can describe as the I'm not like other girls phenomenon is the early 2000s, when a lot of very popular pieces of media came out. One of the most popular pieces of media that I can personally think of is the movie Mean Girls. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yes,
yeah,
I think we all have.
Do you guys remember what that's about? I haven't seen it in a while.
Me neither, but I think I remember the plot.
The plot basically is about a girl who's new to school, and there's basically mean girls at the school, and she, the new girl who's new to the school, has her own friends that she made, and they're unique. They're not same as the other people at school. They stand out. They're people that probably get bullied or stuff like that. And so they tell her to become friends with the mean girls, since the mean girls were so inviting to her. So she becomes friends with them, and basically by the end she becomes one of them, and she realizes that she lost her true friends and basically the monster that she has become.
Oh yeah, that just reminded me, I remember it crystal clear now, thank you. If I remember correctly, the main antagonists of the movie, they were very, stereotypically feminine, if I remember correctly. What were their names? Regina George, Gretchen Wieners, Karen Smith? I remember exactly, they were very, they liked pink, they were rich, they were popular, everyone looked like, kiss their shoes as they walked in the door. It was very strange.
Everybody adored them.
Highly unrealistic. And another thing I remember is that, at the end of the movie, it was a bit wholesome how Katie realized that she didn't have to be this weird, different version of herself to be happy. She could just be herself, her weird self that doesn't like what other people like, and I think it was a nice movie kind of introducing girls that they can be themselves.
Yes, I love how that because movie ended.
She basically realized that she basically lost the only people that actually cared about her, and so she basically changed to her actual self.
Yeah, it kind of made her realize the true meaning of friendship, and it was a beautiful ending. But something I realized is that there were a lot of different copycat remakes of that movie, where it would be the same kind of formula over and over again. The loser girl becomes, bullied or friends with the mean girls. They're always very stereotypically feminine. They like pink. They're rich. They're kind of rude, but she's always roped in with them for some reason.
Yes,
and another thing I realized is that, the main love interest is usually just the male version of these antagonists. Sometimes he's a jock. Sometimes he's popular. Sometimes he's, rich and smart. But for some reason, he likes the loser girl. And the only reason he has is because she's not like other girls.
And they somehow, the guy somehow changes the loser girl into becoming a popular girl, and yeah.
Yeah, it shows a lot, but I think that the main goal for those movies was to show girls that they don't have to be super feminine, they don't have to be popular to be happy, but at the same time, they kind of manipulate these girls, I feel like, personally. I remember watching movies like that when I was a young girl and thinking that I wasn't allowed to like nice things or succumb to gender norms, that yes, they do suck, but I wasn't really allowed to wear, I didn't allow myself to wear pink for the longest time.
I mean, I never personally liked the color pink, so I didn't buy anything the color pink. I liked the colors blue, black, white, those type of colors.
But I don't know, I just feel like, for me personally, after those movies, I don't know, it just did something to me, but we can get into that later, can't we, ladies? It's a very deep subject.
Yes, we can. There's a lot to talk about on this topic.
Anyway, let's switch over. Let's talk about something else. Let's go into the deeper meaning and what this phenomenon looks like now. Now we can see that these girls that think they're not like other girls, I don't know about you, but I think that they personally agree that they are better because they don't like normal things that a girl stereotypically likes.
Yes, I agree. I feel like now it's more popularized to be different because people don't want to be basic or like other girls.
I think it's even come to the point where women or young girls like you and I see femininity as a weakness. They see it as something they're not allowed to do because people won't think they're cool, people won't think they're quirky. They won't be not like other girls.
Yeah, they think that being weak or showing femininity means you're too girly, or maybe guys won't like you if that's your intention and all.
Yeah, and a lot I've seen that I think did stem from those early 2000s movies is that they want people, usually men, to notice them. They want to be noticed and seen as one of the good girls, the ones that they can trust.
Yes.
Or not even good girls, mean girls, how basically the mean girl, the main mean girl, the one who controlled all the others, she basically was not a good girl. She was basically very mean. She controlled everybody. She physically, abused her mom because she'd tell her mom to do stuff for her when it should be the other way around, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that part. Just the antagonists of those movies were always just the worst people, the scums of the earth.
But yet, men in those types of movies in the early 2000s tend to like them for some reason.
Yeah, even if the main character literally has no other personality than being awkward and I don't know, or maybe liking a book or two.
Yeah, or being pretty, or having designer stuff, being rich and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of demonized in those movies. But it did really remind me of myself a bit. I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, I used to like pink. I used to like dresses, and I did for a very long time until I realized, I watched those movies, and I kind of was oh, girls my age don't like stuff like that. I can't like those things. And that's really oversimplifying it, but I remember not allowing myself to wear dresses for the longest time, not allowing myself to wear pink even. I would despise the color. I never even went near it in case people thought I was trashy, like those mean girls in the movies.
Yeah, me too. After I watched those types of movies, I told everybody that I don't like wearing dresses and I don't like wearing heels and I don't like makeup at all.
And another thing that was very disappointing for at least myself is that I really like those things, honestly. And it's only until now that I realize that it's okay. I realized, like, I started wearing dresses for the first time in years, and I've never really felt better. I'm finally my true self once I've let go of that weird, I'm not like other girls phase. What about you, Kamaya? Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I still remember when I was younger, I used to wear a lot of dresses, you know, because that's just what my mom bought for me, so I just wore whatever she bought for me. So I'd wear it to school, and, like, cubbies, you know, cubbies were a thing when we were younger. So one day, I was basically putting my bag, getting ready to go into class, and one girl comes up to me and is like, why don't you ever wear a shirt? You know, why are you always wearing dresses? And yeah, that really hurt because I was like, it's not like I get to pick my clothes, it's just whatever my mom got for me. So and I still remember her,
yeah, that's awful. Has that stopped you from like liking things like that?
No, because when I look back, I guess it kind of did, but now I wear whatever I want, whatever I feel comfortable in, whatever, you know, just whatever I want to wear. I kind of just, if someone did say that to me, I'd either say something back or I'd just ignore it and be like, you know, you're not me, you're not in my body, so you don't get to tell me what I should wear.
Yeah, it's a really good point. That reminds me, we did ask a few other girls our age if they've ever experienced something like this. Samaya, would you like to read them for us?
Obviously. Okay, so we sent out a survey just to a couple girls and stuff. And so the first question was, have you had an I'm not like other girls phase? And about 77% girls said yes, about 11% said no, and about 11% said not sure. And then the second question was, if you answered yes, when were you in this phase? And some that I personally just like picked out, some said they were about 8 years old, some said they were in sixth grade, some said they were 11 years old.
That's like a pretty precise age range from like early middle school, late elementary school. That's really interesting.
Yeah, mostly because this generation, I feel like our generation is more like pressured and they're put into like a society that they probably aren't comfortable in or don't know much about and all.
Yeah, and also because I think we grew up with those movies antagonizing women that liked feminine things.
And the last question was, what do you think about girls who identify as not like other girls? And I'm just going to read out a couple, and I want you ladies to tell me what you guys think about them. So one person, one female, one girl said, I honestly feel a bit sorry for them. They feel so outcasted that they have made an identity in which they have to attack other girls for being different to themselves. It's a bit sad, really. So Zaina, what do you think?
I honestly agree with them because I think people just made their whole personality about that, like being different. But I think that they should start being more true to themselves and like finding their own personality.
Mm-hmm. One person said that I think it just means they're special. That's just back to great, I guess.
I think they may have, like, I guess it does mean they're special, but I think every girl is special in their own way. That's very interesting.
Everybody's unique. They all have something that they feel comfortable doing. Like me, I like painting. So, like, I paint when I want to, you know? Like not everybody paints. Everybody, like, one person might read books. One person likes, like, drumming or playing guitar or something like that. So, and sometimes arrogant, but that's only if they keep reminding people that they are like that and look down at people who are not.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of answers that I realize are like that. I think that that's something interesting because it sounds like we, as women, have switched the narrative. Back in the day, it used to be like, women have to like feminine things. They like boyish things. That's weird. But now is that if a girl likes something that's traditionally feminine, she's looked down upon.
Yeah, but also I feel like young, almost adults, like they're almost to adults. I feel like now they have figured out their style that they're comfortable in. And it might just be like wearing all black or wearing all pink or wearing a bunch of colors or wearing a bunch of makeup or wearing not enough makeup, as people would say, and all that.
Yeah, I think those people who identify themselves as like not like other girls, I think when they start to grow up, then they'll like start to find like what they really like.
Yeah, and I think like something that really you have to think about in the end. What do you think, Samaya?
I mean, I guess I agree, but like at the same time, everybody's unique. They all have something that makes them unique, and sometimes they're probably alike with other people, but they just need to find their people and all.
Yeah.
And just like other responses, I'm just gonna list a couple and then come back and like talk about it more. One person said people doing common activities and labeling it as crazy. Another person said someone who is different from other girls around, they are different in their own way. Another person said they're insecure. I think those girls are very brave to show that they don't dress like girls. Personally, I think every girl has a girly girl and a tomboy inside of them, but if only they'd show it.
Yeah,
so I feel like, yeah, because that one,
it's like really, now if I like go to school or something, I rarely see any girls in dresses or pretty things that have been associated with the female gender. But this person was saying that these girls that don't do traditionally feminine things are not like other girls. I think that's interesting.
And also, like, I really like how this person actually said it, because they aren't like, they're saying that they're brave and all that, and to act like other, like not act like other girls. And yes, every girl has a girly girl like me, okay? I like dressing up, like I like not looking good, but I like to wear stuff that makes me feel like better. But the tomboy of me is like, I like cars, I talk more, I talk less feminine way and all that. So I guess, yeah, we do all have a tomboy side, and then we all have like a girly girl side.
Yeah, I just feel like there is a lot that a young girl can do, and I think people overlook that a lot. As a young girl, you can do anything because everyone is unique. I mean, do whatever you want. If you want to play soccer, go play soccer. If you want to go and put on makeup, just do what you want. You don't have much time in life. You don't have much freedom when you are a young child, but the freedom you do have is usually expressing yourself. And you can do that in however way you want, unless you're not hurting anyone or yourself. And
yeah, I don't think
I
don't think that people should like be telling us that we can't do like I play basketball, okay? So if someone told me that I'm a girl, that I shouldn't be playing basketball, or that, like, you know, or just anything about like that, I feel like I'd be so furious, because I'd be like, why is that, you know, like, why can't girls play sports? Why is it always guys? Is it because that, like, there's like sometimes if you're like playing soccer, you'll like fall down. Is that too guyish that girls can't fall down on your stuff?
Yeah, I just feel like we have to teach young women, we have to teach young girls that they can do whatever they want, with exception. If they want to do, they can do anything if they put their mind to it. And that's just little things like drawing or painting or fixing cars or like dressing in the most outlandish clothes. They can do whatever they want. And this rhetoric of you can't be feminine or you can't be masculine is really destroying the minds of young women, in my opinion. But this is a really heavy subject, and girls, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired. I think I should go take a nap. So I think that we should close this out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we can continue this topic in other episodes, maybe in the future.
Yeah, we can maybe pick this up if it ever comes up again, because yes, we have only scratched the surface. There's still a lot that we could still talk about, but I think we've wrapped it up enough.
Yes, definitely. There could be, like, we can keep talking about this for what, like, a trillion episodes, because we basically haven't even touched or scratched the surface. We've just, like, pointed out some things that we've noticed or other people have noticed.
But, yeah, the ending of the story is, the main theme is that as a young girl, you can do anything that you want to. And there's nothing stopping you. This has been the Bubblegum Brunettes, and thank you so much for listening. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.